Daybreak, 2 Samuel 19, 1 through 43. Devotional focus verse. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? 2 Samuel 19:10. My son and daughter-in-law just came back from Hawaii, where they celebrated their 10th anniversary. They had been planning this trip for over a year. They had made many preparations, including arranging care for their children, finding good airline rates, choosing the hotels, deciding which islands to visit, and which activities to enjoy. They visited with friends who had been there and discussed with them what to do and where to go. There was high anticipation and expectation for this trip. As the flight date drew near, suitcases were pulled out, clothing was chosen and packed, and a list of miscellaneous items was checked off. In part, the pleasure of the trip was dependent upon being certain they had everything they needed. We devote much time and energy into planning and preparing for a trip. How much more we should be sure we are ready for the return of our King. We must make plans now to meet Him. Various preparations are necessary, such as restitutions, consecrations, and being equipped for His service. We must lay aside weights and cares of this world if we are to get a clear vision of the glory that awaits us. Through all of our preparation, we need to feel anticipation for Christ's coming. Just as Israel began to call for their king to come back and take possession of his throne in order to bring peace back to their land, we need to long for Jesus to come so that he may set up his kingdom and bring peace to this world. As great as our anticipation and expectation of heaven may be, we cannot begin to comprehend the bliss that we will experience when we meet our King. As we are preparing and anticipating, we also need to spread the gospel to others who have not yet begun their preparations. They need to know that the King will soon be here, and that it is vital for them to be ready for his return. Every effort put into getting ready for heaven will be worth it. Background information. Because of Absalom's insurrection, David was in exile. David had just learned of Absalom's death and was in deep mourning. Much chaos existed in Israel at this time, and it was imperative that the king take his rightful place in Jerusalem and unite the people. Joab reproved David, telling him to get up and take action. David arose and sat in the gate in view of the people. The same ones who a few days before had followed Absalom now called for David to be put back on the throne. The people of Judah, however, seemed reluctant for David's return. David displaced Joab by putting Amasa as commander of his army. Joab had been guilty of crimes in the past, 3:26 through 29. Amasa had been Absalom's general, so this appointment would help to unite the army under David. Amasa had great influence over the people of Judah and succeeded in uniting them in allegiance to David. As David was returning to Jerusalem, there were several incidents of individuals endeavoring to have an understanding with the king. Shimei, who had previously cursed David and cast stones at him and his men, 16:5 through 6, begged for David's forgiveness, which was granted for the time. Later in 1 Kings 2, 8 through 9, David suggested that Solomon put him to death. David may not have been sure if either Ziba or Mephibosheth were telling the truth. So David told Mephibosheth to divide the land with Ziba, but Mephibosheth said that Ziba could have it all. David wanted to reward Barzillai for providing him sustenance while he was in exile. Barzillai requested the honor be done to his son Chimham instead, and David acquiesced. Even after David was restored to Jerusalem, there was much contention between the people of Judah and those of the other tribes of Israel. Conclusion. Focusing on the coming of Jesus rather than the things of this world will help us make sure we are ready to meet Him.